Uda. Then the pasuk says, "Moyev sir rachetzi." Moyev is like the pot where I wash myself. Zegechazi, that goes on gechazi. Shaloka liske rechitza. His chet was on liske rechitza when Amram the Melech came to Elisha. He asked for us. He told him go to the river and wash yourself. And when he came back, gechazi took presents from him. That was his chet. So he was loka aliske rechitza. He also is lead to me. He will be zechet elam abor. Al edam eshlach nali. Al edam I'll throw my shoe. Zed doyik adomi, he goes on doyik adomi. Doyik adomi. Not sure what exactly him, but maybe Morrison says why. Yep. Olai pleshes is rory upon me. Obi to put peace between pleshes. What does that mean? He goes on Dovra Melech, that killed Golis. Omru Malach Yashos of Nekodesh Baruch, Rebbeinu Shalom. In Yovoi David, Shore against Aplishti, Dovra Melech, that killed Golis. For Hoirish as Benecha Gath, he captured Gath away from the Plishtim. That was the hardest land to conquer. They couldn't conquer it from the Plishtim until Dovra Melech came. Matoitzaloi. How could you put now, the question is like, how could you put Achitofel, these two, not Achitofel, how could you put these two into Gan Eden, Rosh Yitzel Benecha, Shinas Lechel Gudoyet Vachitofel, Lehem Mabor. They, when they were alive, they were enemies of David. So what would David Melech say now when you bring them to live near him in Elam Abor? It's going to bother him. Right? Or Malahen, so the Malach, Hashem said back to Malachim, or lie, la soysen rayim, don't worry, I'll make peace, I'll make them friendly. That's a lie, his rory means it's up to me, I'll make the peace between David and Achitofel and Doeg and Elam Abor. Tell us that. Now, Madua Saibavo Ha'om Hazeh Yishlayim, the return to Yishlayim, Meshuva Nitzchachas. Meshuva Nitzchachas. They have a winning out return. What does that mean? Omar Rav, Shuva Nitzchit Hashivu Knesset Yisrael Lanovi. When the Novi came to ask the Jews to do Shuva, they answered him back a winning answer. Well, since it wasn't really a winning answer, but at least Klai Yisrael thought it was. Omar Lehem Novi Yisrael, the Novi at the time of the Chuban Abayis Yimiyo, he came to Klai Yisrael and he told them, Chosru b'tshuva, this is your last chance, to be a Chuban Abaye soon, return, do tshuva. Avoseichem shechotu heichnein, like your father that did Averis, where are they? You see, it doesn't pay to remain the Chayta, come back and do tshuva. Omulem, so Klai Yisrael said back to the Navi, Unvieichem shloichotu heichnein, just where our fathers are, they died. You're a Navi, where are the Navi from before? I don't see them around anymore. And some didn't do Chatoyim, still they're not here. So what's the proof to say our fathers are not here? Shneemer says in the Pasuk, Avoseichem ayehem, v'aneviyam al yelim yichyu. Because that's what Klai Yisrael is saying. The Navi says, your fathers are not here. They said, well, the Neviyam also are not here. So Omelem, so the Navi answered back to Klai Yisrael something like this, Avoseichem chozlu v'hoidu, that your fathers, they did do tshuva. Shneemer says, Ach tevorai v'chukya asher tzivisi, as Avodah HaNeviim, knows that your fathers still, they did do tshuva. Therefore, still learn out from your fathers to do tshuva. That's one pshat. Shmuel Omar, what happened was like this. Bo Asor ben Ayodim, 10 people came to the Navi, the Yoshvu Lefonus, and they're sitting in front of the Navi. Omulen, so the Navi said to them, Chosru b'tshuva, do that, come and do tshuva. Omuloi, so the 10 people answered back, why? Eved shemachru rabbi, if a master sells his Eved, so the Eved doesn't belong to him anymore. As Hashem sold us already, so we don't belong to Hashem, we don't have to do tshuva. And the Isha shagir shabayla, an Isha that received a get from a husband, finished, have nothing to do with him anymore. So klum yesh lazeh alzeh klum, does one have to do with the other anything? The Klai Yisrael said, listen, it's Bizman Achub and Abayis now, Hashem already threw us away. We're not under the possession of Hashem. We don't have to worship him. Omar Loi, so the Novi said, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Novi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Novi, Leich Emulem, go and answer like this, Ezeo Sefer Krisus Imchem, show me where is the get, where is the Sefer Krisus that I gave you, Klai Yisrael, Hashash Lachtiyu, that you're complaining I sent you away. I didn't send you away, you're still my am. Oy mi menoisha asher machati eschem. Where is the buyer that bought you? Lohein babinoseichem imkarnkem ufasheichem shulchu imchem. You know why you were sold and sent away? Because of the Yazeris. But really, you're my nation. You're the Yam Hashem. Therefore, what caused you to be sent away? Your averus. So if you want to return, take away the averus, do tshuva, and you'll come back. That was the tshuva they answered back. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu had answered this back. The Klai Yisrael thought they had a tshuva nitzchus. They thought they had a good answer. So Hainu Diyom Rosh Langur, just like I said, my decision was supposed to say, David Avdi, Nebuchadnezzar Avdi, they say, David my servant, and Nebuchadnezzar my servant. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Avdi, he's also my servant. It means like this, why do you call him? Because God of Yidu Lefnei Mishom Avayelam, because Baruch Hu knows the future. That Shasidim Yisrael Oyna, that Klai Yisrael will come up to the Navi Yimyo and complain and answer this answer. That Kach Lefneichem, as if to say that why should we return to Hashem? Hashem already sold us. He gave us over to a new Lord. We have a new Ezra. We have a new Master. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now answered that already. Lefikach, therefore, Hiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch way before the Korah Avdoi. That he called the Nebuchadnezzar also his Eved. The Nebuchadnezzar was also a slave, a servant to Hashem. Hashem created him also. Therefore, Eved Shekona Nechasim. Eved Lemi, Nechasim Lemi. If an Eved acquires Nechasim, who does it belong to? To the Master. So even if Nebuchadnezzar acquired Nechasim, acquired Klai Yisrael, still we belong back to Hashem. That's not an answer. We still have to do tshuva. Then the Pesach Yecheskel says, what enters your mind will not be. Hashavat Tamarim, that you say, that will be like the goyim, lishoris eitz, that will serve a wood, the oviv, the evin, and a stone. Hashem says, no, you won't go astray. I'll come back. In other words, Hashem will give us punishment. Hashem will give us a churban abayis. But because of that, it'll end up that we will do tshuva. Omer Rav Nachman, Kol ki hai rizcha lirzach rachmano alon. This type of an anger Hashem should have. In other words, if that's the only way Hashem could bring us back to do tshuva, is through being angry, giving us punishment, let him do it. But Omer Fakinan, as long as the end will come out, that he will redeem us, that we will come back to be close to Hashem. For at certain times, we have to have punishment to bring us back closer to Hashem. The Yisrola Mishpat Elekov Yerenu, that he punished them through Mishpat, and Hashem should teach us. What does this mean? What do I mean Hashem should teach us? Omer Rabba Babachon, Omer Lehen, Nevi Yisrael. The Novi said to Klai Yisrael, Chazru B'tshuva, it's time already, come do tshuva. Omrullah, they answered back, Einonu Yecholim Yetzorah Shelet Banu. We would love to do tshuva, but it's not possible. We have the Yetzorah burning up in us. We can't leave him. It's too hard for us to do tshuva. Omulahem, so the Navi said back, Yisru Yisrechem, punish your Yetzer. Force yourself. Omulahem, they said back, Elokav Yerenu, let Hashem teach us. We can't do it. It's too hard for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzerah. Let him come and teach us how we can rule over our Yetzerah. So clients came to the HaKorah. Just physically, they couldn't do it. Now the Mishnah says, our Bohed Yetzer, who are the four Hadyotis? The first one was Bilam. The Mishnah says, Bilam, V'doyeg, V'yachitoyfel, V'geichazi. Now, Bilam, what's the name Bilam? It means Bloyam, he's without a nation. In other words, Bilam, he was a guy, but he still wanted to be close to Hashem. He was a Novi, he did what Hashem wanted. But he was not close to his arm, he was not like a regular guy. Adavrach, another pshat is, That's next shot. First shot is Beloyam. Without a name, he didn't have a nation with him. So Rach, another shot is Bilam Shebolam. He swallowed up an arm, means he wanted to wipe out Klai Yisrael. But Shebilbu Yisrael Beitzosoi. He wanted to mix up Klai Yisrael. Gave him bad advice. Yishbolam. Now it says Bilam Ben Bor. What does it mean, Ben Bor? Shebor Al Boyer. That he lived with his animal. That's called Ben Bor. He came on his animal. Tony, we learned, Hu Baor, Hu Kushan Rishosin, means he had the same bad midas of Kushan Rishosin, somebody came to wipe out Klai Yisrael, Hu Lovin Arami. And it all comes from Lovin Arami. He was the first one to try to wipe out Klai Yisrael. So it means he had the same traits as they. Baor means Shabu Al Boyer. That Baor means, well, he still lived with animals. And even though Bilam was a Novi, and the beginning he was a tzaddik, he was umas olam, but still certain things he couldn't leave over. He was still living amongst the goyim, and that's the way they used to do. They get special ruchais of tumah. They used to hold it kedai to live with animals. They did it with seichel, in order that they'll have ruach hatumah on them and they'll be able to do certain things. So he still lived with his animal. Kushan rishosam the what? Rishatayim. The Ovach Terisha, he did two wicked things for Israel. Achas b'yimei Yaakov, this goes on Lovan, he had the meetings of Lovan, that once b'yimei Yaakov, he went to kill out Yaakov. The Yaakov b'yimei Shvayta Shoiftim, that's Kushan's Rishatayim, that he wanted to kill them out for Shasta Shoiftim. Umash Shemai, what was his real name? Lovan Arami Shemai, that was his name. But they all have the same traits, the same emidas. Ksiv, right. Ksiv, it says, Ben Bor, or Ksiv B'noi Bor. Says he's the son of Bor and Benoi Bor. Omer Reb Yochanan Oviv Benoi Huloi Benevius. That his father was really like a son to Bilam in the Huah. That Bilam was a bigger Novi than his father. Bilam Hudul Yosli Yisuchur Tadiyik. Mishnah says Bilam Hudul Yosli Yam Yos. He will not come to Elam Abur. Ho Achriti Yosli Mashma the Goyim will come. So Mashma Goyim Umas Elam have Elam Abur. The Gemara says, "Masnitz Mahuz Al Mishnah Go Like Reb Yeshua." Al Mishnah goes according to Reb Yeshua. The time you will learn, Reb Lozor Einer Yeshua Rishoyim L'Shoyla. Kogoyim Shkeichel Lehim Yeshua Rishoyim L'Shoyla. The Rishon will come back to the grave. Elu Poishi Yisrael. Kogoyim Shkeichel Lehim Elu Poishi Yad Gachovim. Different Reb Lozor. That's Reb Lozor holds.
One second.
Yeah, so let's hold that the goyim will not have olam abur. Is Amar Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, "V'chinema b'chol goyim v'alola nemrela kol goyim shkeichel lehim eli yeshuvin rishoyim l'shoyla maninu kol goyim." Means even the goyim also will return and do tshuva. Shkeichel lehim v'yaf oisir. Notice that umas olam the goyim will have olam abur. That's like our Mishnah saying that only, not only, but Bilam, he was supposed to be an Umas Olam, a Tzadik Umas Olam, he lost it at the end, he turned off. But other Goyim will receive Olam Abur. This Rosh Bilam also gave an Oysen himself. Omri said, Thomas Navshim Rosh Yisharim, means he would like to die the death of Yisharim of Yovis. What does that mean to say? He would like to end up in Olam Abur. In Thomas Navshim Rosh Yisharim, if I die a normal death, then I will end up like them in Olam Abur. The Imlav, if I do not die a normal death, then I'll end up out of Olam Abur. But yeah, it says, what? He'll go to his own nation, not to Olam Abur. He won't end up in Olam Abur. The Pot says, Vayelchu Ziknei Moyev, Ziknei Midyon. They both went with Bilam. Tani, we learned, Midyon and Moyev, Lehoyel, Lehem, Sholem, Yolem. They never had peace between the two of them. So how come all of a sudden here they're coming together to speak to Bilam? Marshal l'shnei klovim, it's like two dogs. Show you beider in one place. Vayetzuvim zelazev, they always argued, they always have fights. But borzev, the wolf came al echad upon one of them. Omer echad, the other dog said, "Listen, if I don't help out my other dog, hayoyim horagoy." Said today he'll kill him. Well, the mark of all life tomorrow will kill me also. So therefore, holchushnei v'arguazev. The two dogs came together and killed the Zayv. Here also, Midyan. Also, came together, the one that the Klai Yisrael should not kill them, they should kill Klai Yisrael. That was Ziknei Moyev and Ziknei Midyan. Omer HaPop, Han of the Yami, and those people say, Kakushta v'shunra, a weasel and a cat, of the Hilula, mitar v'debish. They'll make a party over the fat of an animal. When a big animal comes to attack them, they'll fight together. The Bishkod. But says, Vayeshvu sorry Moyev in Bilam. The sorry year. They returned Sori Moyev with Bilam. The Sori Midyan Dol Hechen, also where did Sori Midyan go? It says only Moyev. At the beginning there were two. Kivon the Armalu, since they said, since Bilam answered back, Lino Poyalila, listen, you stay here tonight. I'll answer you what Hashem says. So Omer, they were smart, they said, Omer, Klum Yesh Av, Shoshoin is Benoi. Does a father hate his son? If Bilam is going to ask Hashem what to say, we know we're lost. So I'm going home already. Of course Hashem is going to say not to curse Klal Yisrael. Omer of Nachman, chutzpah afilo kalpe shemaya mani. Even for in Shemayim it helps. The Kosh Baruch listens to it. Meikor ksiv lo yetzelech imoyim. First Hashem told Bilam clearly, don't go.
But Bilam was a chutzpinik. He still asked Hashem, but maybe I should go. Well, it says at the end, Tziv, kum leichatim. If you want to be a chutzpinik and you doubt you want to go, well, kitum, you can go. So the chutzpah helped that Hashem let him go. Amr Rashashis. Chutzpah ma'chusa b'leitaga. Chutzpah is a type of a melech, a king, just you don't have a crown. In order to get your places. Your chutzpah pushes you. The chutzpah says, v'necha yoyim racho meshuach melech v'anoshim mela v'ir. V'nei tzruya kosher menu. They're harder than me. Amr Rav Yechanan. Bilam chiga baragla v'achasoy. He was lame in one leg. Shnemer says, v'yelech shofi. Shimshain b'shtei raglav. He was lame in two legs. Shnemer says, shfifoin, double oshin, al yorich. Hanoshach ikvesus. Bilam sumu b'yachas menu. Bilam was blind in one eye. Hoy, shnemer says, sumu ayin. Kaisem b'yamasa. Yossi used to do kaisem, that's kishuf, by his amma. That was also a midah that the Goyim used to do there, and that's the way they brought the Ruach of Tum upon them, that by his Amma, by his Eva, by his Bris Mila, by the Mila, by him, but that's where they did Kishuf. Ha Yaksiv. Siv Ha says will be a knifeful of Gluya Nayim, or Siv Ha Son Vinay Haman, knifeful Alamita. Itmer Lan Mazutra Amar, Kaisem be Amasahoya, Bilam did Kishuf with his Amma. Ma Bred Ravina Amar, Shabu Ala Sonin. No, it means to say he lived with his donkey. That's the way he received his koyach of tumah to do his kishuf. Man diyama kaisim biyamosir. You could remember before. Come on, man diyama ba'ala soinu ha'yiktivach. It says kara shachav yiktivasam ben raglea kara nafashachav. Means he lived with his donkey. For your day of that, the book says that.